Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. While locally elected leaders have found no easy way to curb the outrageously high numbers of used syringes on Eureka streets, it seems a random act of leadership is coming from Sacramento. It's not yet a law, but just a bill. It's SB 689, sponsored by State Senator Morlatch. The bill helps communities that want a say in how and if needles are handed out to addicts. Controversial drug use enabling organizations like Hatcher, that's the Humboldt Area Center for Harm Reduction, are licensed by the state, and so the only local avenue for justice is the court system. If this bill passes, it would return the power to the local city council. It would allow the town and city councils across California to make up their own minds about whether a needle exchange is right for them. As I've discussed before, the state is divided on this issue, with needle handout programs in all the coastal counties, while California's central and eastern counties generally are more careful and wise. Here in Humboldt, the passing of this bill won't change much, as we have a city council that welcomes needle exchanges and, even worse, is willing to allow these dangerous efforts to expand to mobilized units that could travel to places like Rio Del, Fortuna, McKinleyville. Not a good situation for anyone that prefers clean, safe parks, streets, and communities. In the words of the state senator that proposed SB 689, "All I'm saying is, let's have a protocol in place." He also said, "These communities shouldn't have to sue or waste money on litigation." Well, that sounds reasonable to me, and after having talked to so many of you last year about this issue, I'm sure you'll agree. Please call your state representatives, ask them to support SB 689, and return the power to regulate the dangerously misguided, out-of-control needle exchanges. It's time for Humboldt County to dismantle the needle exchange. It's a failure that puts all of us at risk. When a criminal drug addict seeks out medical personnel, what they need is rehabilitation, medical direction, compassion. What they do not need is a fresh needle from a carefree consultant. The radical left is not willing to discuss the needle exchange issue. As volumes of contrary evidence is produced daily on Eureka streets, the average leftist will simply tell you something like, "Well, studies by highly qualified research firms prove that giving needles saves lives, so there." Wait a minute, not so fast. How else do you explain the explosion of needle litter on our streets? They have no answer for that, and as things get worse, it makes us wonder if they ever will notice. The passing of this bill, it's the very first step toward taking charge, cleaning up our communities.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.